بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسولہ الکریم اما بعد اللہ تعالیٰ accept our coming here tonight for the fikr of deen and time to make the effort for deen also. One is fikr, one is effort also. Brothers, this work, the primary object of this work is to link us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Link us, join us to Allah. Today we have cut ourselves off. Because of lack of deen in our lives, we are going further and further and further away. So, we should know why we are doing this work. The whole object of this work, as Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he was asked by another great alim, what do you want to do? What are you expecting from this work? What do you want to do with this work? What are you trying to achieve? So what was his reply? Mujhe aisi mehnat karni hai ki mehnat karte karte ummat ko is satah par le jaun jis satah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam aur sahaba ne chhod kar gaye, ummat ko deen ko chhod kar gaye. He says that we want to make the object of my effort is this, that we make so much of effort that we want to bring deen back to the level which was left behind by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba ikram. Ask ourselves how far we are from there. Not more than 10% of the ummah is performing salah. During the time of Sahaba, not one person, even an open munafiq, would perform his salah in the masjid. So this is our effort, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we can recognize the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the effort. Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh had a lot of fikr for the ummah. When a person worries about something, then he becomes restless. If any one of us has a major problem or illness, some serious problems we got, we won't be able to sleep. See? That's dunya problem. Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, he couldn't sleep because of the fikr of the ummah. He saw the condition of the Muslims in certain parts of India. He saw the conditions and this worried him so much that whole night he would pace around in his room, up and down. Couldn't sleep. His wife asked him, "My dear husband, what is keeping you awake? Why are you staying awake? What's worrying you? What's bothering you?" He replied that if I were to tell you what is worrying me and what is causing me sleepless nights, then instead of one person staying awake, there will be two people staying awake. In other words, if she gets the worry, she also won't be able to sleep. See, my dear brothers, the recognition of Allah is very, very important. We have to talk so much about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is a doer, He is a creator, He does everything. We are only a means. Everything else, all the makhluk are only a means. We cannot do anything. We can't even lift a hand without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Success and failure is Allah's hands. Profit and loss, Allah's hand. Two people with same qualifications open shop next to each other selling the same items. One person becomes insolvent, the other person becomes rich. Was it business? Allah's hands. Health and sickness, Allah's hands. Two people got the same sickness, they went to the same doctor, took the same medication, one died, one got better. Did the medication kill? No. It's Allah's hands. Respect and disgrace is Allah's hands. If somebody wants to disgrace you, and if Allah wants you not to be disgraced, then the whole world can they can do whatever they want, nobody can disgrace you. Health and sickness, respect and disgrace also in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Life and death is also in the path of Allah. Mohana Omar Sahib Panampuram used to give such examples in his bayans that one person tried to commit suicide and he made all the arrangements to commit suicide. All, it took few arrangements so that if he wants to die, he wants to commit suicide, he must commit suicide. And he went through all of them and he didn't die. It's Allah's hands. Allah's hands. Everything is in Allah's hands. So my dear brothers, the object of this work is that deen must come alive in our ummah. Deen must come alive first in us, then in others. Allah Ta'ala's promise is those who make effort on deen, Allah will give them hidayat. There's no guarantee for hidayat for the people to whom you're going to go and give that. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those, Allah Ta'ala says, those who make effort in my way, in my path, I will definitely give them hidayat. I'll show them pathways of hidayat. But no guarantee for the people you're going to go and make effort on, there's no guarantee of hidayat for them. But my dear brothers, once Hazrat Mawlana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was giving a bayan, and in the midst of the bayan, he asked the majma, the gathering, he asked them, at the end of the day, what do we want to achieve through this work? What do we want to achieve through this work? Then he himself replied, short sentence, Hamari zindagi ke andar bandagi aa jaye. That in our life, the quality of making ibadat of Allah. We are bandas of Allah. So, a banda is the one who makes ibadat. A banda is one who makes ibadat. So the quality of ibadat must come in our lives. Our elders are saying that the object of this work of Dawat is not only take out jamaats, take out jamaats. That's not the only object. That is only a root. The whole idea is to deendari must come, piety must come, taqwa must come in our lives. Not just taking out jamaats. Jamaat, you go in jamaat, the effort is on yourself more than anybody else. Whole day, what the jamaat is doing. They're not doing the gush the whole day. They're not giving the bayan whole day. But when you go out in jamaat, you've got enough time to make effort on yourself. This is the object. So my dear brothers, a lot of warnings have been given also when we leave out this work. A lot of warnings. If we ask any alim, he'll tell you, when du'as are not accepted, you go to any alim, he'll tell you, if you do this, your du'as will not be accepted. But very few will tell you that if you don't do the work of da'wat, your du'as won't be accepted. And this is what Rasulullah himself said this. Himself he said this. Once, ek din Rasulullah, Aisha Siddiqa says that ek din Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam daulat qaza par tashreef laaye. Maine chehre anwar ko dekhkar ek mehsoos kiya ki koi aham baat pesh aayi hai. Kisi se baatchit nahi ki, wuzu kiya aur masjid mein tashreef le gaya. Member par tashreef le gaye aur sahaba ko maine wo Aisha Siddiqa farmati hai ki maine mera kaan kamre ke hujre par lagaya aur sunna chahte the wo kya farma rahe hain. To Rasulullah ne farmaya, o insaan, o ummat, o logo, farmaya, o logo, amar bil maruf karte raho, amar bil maruf karte raho, nahi anil munkar karte raho, mubada wo waqt aaye ke tum dua mangoge, tumhari dua qabul nahi hogi. Tum Allah se mangoge, wo bhi Allah pak nahi ata farmayenge, nahi denge. اور دشمن کے خلاف تم مدد مانگے مدد چاہیں گے تو اللہ پاک دشمن کے خلاف بھی مدد دیتا. اور مدد عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ سیز دیٹ ونس رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم انٹر دا ہاؤس اینڈ آئی گیج فرام ایکسپریشنز آن ہز فیس دیٹ سم تھنگ واز وارنگ ہم. ہی ڈیڈ ناٹ ٹاک ٹو اینی بڈی. ہی میڈ وضو اینڈ انٹر دا مسجد went to the masjid. How far was the masjid from the house of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم? 100 meters, 200 meters, 500 meters? How far was the house? The house of the wall of the house of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and the wall of the masjid is one. There was one wall that was separating the house and the masjid. The house was like part of the masjid. That's why she put her ear to hear what he was saying. What a serious thing. O people, invite people towards good. Otherwise, when you make dua to him, Allah will not accept your dua. Imagine that. By not doing the work of dawat and tabligh. Who is saying this? No alim is saying this. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying this. What is saying? Do the work, do invite people towards good. Allah ta'ala, Allah will not accept your duas. You make dua, Allah will not accept your duas. Allah will not fulfill your needs. Secondly, Allah will not fulfill your needs. And thirdly, Allah will not help you against your enemies. All over the world, the enemies have surrounded us. They're outnumbering us. They're eating us like food on the dastarkhan. Once Rasulullah ﷺ told the Sahaba Ikram, a time will come when the Yahud, Nasara, the enemies of Islam will all get together and they'll finish off Islam. They'll finish off the Muslims like how you have food on the dastarkhan. On your table you have food and how one gives encouragement. Wait, eat this also, take this also, take this also, eat this also. The eaters will be the kuffar and the mushrikeen. And the food will be the Muslims. Will get eaten up like that. The Sahaba were very, very perturbed when they heard this. Because they made so much of effort for the deen. They gave the whole life for the deen. They sacrificed everything for the deen. And then the deen is going to reach such a level that the Muslims will be eaten up just like that. So they asked Rasulullah, will the ummah be so small? So few in number that they can be just eaten up like that? Rasulullah said, no. He said, one sickness will come upon the ummah. Sahaba asked, what sickness, Ya Rasulullah? Rasulullah said, Vahan. When Vahan will come in the ummah, they'll be just finished like that, finished off like that. Take this country, take that country, take these people, take those people. Just like that. It's happening. We are in front of our eyes, it's happening. You take this country, you take this country, you take these people, you take these people. Al-kufra millata wahida. The kufra, they're all one. They're all one. They can never be our friends. So Sahaba asked, what is Vahan, Ya Rasulullah? We never heard such a word before. Rasulullah replied, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Love of dunya and fear of death. When that comes in the ummah, ummah will finish, will disappear. Let's ask ourselves, is that not the condition of the ummah today? Love of wealth, we just want to accumulate wealth. We can only eat so much, we can only wear so much. You only need a room, a bed to sleep on. But the love of the dunya, when the love of the dunya comes inside our hearts, then we become unscrupulous also. We'll try to acquire the wealth at any cost, at the cost of others. Hubbu dunya, fear of death. We're afraid to die. Today the Muslims have become buzdil, like cowards. We're afraid to die for the deen. Afraid. We don't ask you to die, we ask you to go for 3 chillas in the path of Allah. Just for a short while. We are afraid for that also. Afraid of that also. See? So those Sahaba were not afraid to die. They throw themselves right in the midst of the army, of the enemy, and give their lives. And take it as a great pleasure for them. See? On one occasion, Rasulullah SAW said, جب میری امت اس دنیا کو بڑی چیز سمجھنے لگے گی تو اسلام کی حیبت و وقت قلوب سے نکل جائے گا اور امر بالمعروف و نہی عن المنکر کو چھوڑ دیں گے تو وحی کے برکات سے محروم ہو جائیں گے اور جب آپس میں گالی گلوچ اختیار کریں گے اللہ کی نگاہ سے گر جائیں گے. So, utter warning. When my ummah, that's you and I, till Qiyamah, will adore this world, will make this world, will consider this world as something big, something more important than anything else. Jab meri ummah is dunya ko bari samajh lage, to kya hoga? جب میری امت اس دنیا کو بڑی چیز سمجھنے لگے گی تو اسلام کی حیبت و وقت قلوب سے نکل جائے گا. The awe and majesty of Islam. When we regard this dunya as something big, then the awe and the majesty and the greatness of Islam will come out of our hearts. Ask ourselves, is that not true? And when we are going to leave out, when we are going to leave out the work of Dawat and Tabligh, Amar bil Maruf wa Nahi an Munkar, inviting towards good and prohibiting from evil, when we are going to leave that out from our lives, then we'll be deprived of the barakat of Wahi. What is the barakat of Wahi? The barakat of Quran and the Sunnah. We'll be deprived of the barakat of Quran and Sunnah. So what is left then? The barakat of Quran is not our lives, the barakat of Sunnah in our lives. What is left? When we stop inviting towards good and forbidding from evil. What percentage of the ummah is doing this? What percentage? Hardly any. And when we begin to, and the third thing he mentioned was this, when we begin to quarrel amongst ourselves, aapas mein gali galoch, quarrel, dispute amongst ourselves, then you'll fall from the sight of Allah. You'll fall from the sight of Allah. So brothers, it's not a small thing. Our du'as are not being accepted, not because of other things also, about because of haram and because of interest and because of that. But now take it seriously that if we are not going to do this work of Dawat and Tabligh, Allah Ta'ala, we're not going to accept our du'as. After effort, after giving Dawat of Islam and Iman, a person makes du'a, Allah Ta'ala accepts his du'a. After Dawat. Hadith Abdul Wahab used to say, you got any problem, go out and give da'wat and then come back and make dua. Rasulullah gave da'wat to Abu Jahl how many times? Rasulullah gave da'wat to Umar Farooq how many times? How many times? He never left anybody. We just go one, two places, somebody tells us a few harsh words, we give it up. We don't go to his house again. They used to bang the door on his face. On a Thursday night, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua. Ya Allah, strengthen Islam with one of the two Umars. Ya Allah, strengthen Islam with one of the two Umars. Either Umar bin Khattab or Umar bin Hisham. Abu Jahl's proper name was Umar bin Hisham. Thursday night Rasulullah made this dua. Allah Ta'ala accepted his dua in favor of Hazrat Umar Ilan. On Friday, he accepted Islam. What was the cause? Dawat was given to him and he accepted it eventually. He had to accept it. No choice. His sister gave sacrifice. He hit his sister so hard that she was bleeding also. See, so dua, after dawat, make dua. Ask Allah. You got a problem? Ask Allah. Turn to Allah. Allah is the solver of all problems. If you got any problems, go out. Go to somebody's house, go give him dawat of deen. And then you make dua. Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to say that all of us should make dua for at least 2 hours every day. Although not at one time, in the 24 hours, total amount of time to be spent in dua is at least 2 hours. One tenth of the time. How much dua we are making? We are making such duas like we are ordering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati. You know, just fast, ordering Allah ta'ala. That's not dua. Dua is when you plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You put your case in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You ask Him. See? That's dua. We have to increase the kafiyat, the quality of our duas, the amount of time we're spending on duas. So, my dear brothers, not more than 5% or 10% of the ummah is performing the first hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Order, first order. The first thing which was given to the ummah was salah, and the first thing which will be questioned for is salah also. If our salah is right, inshallah we'll go into Jannat. Read salah with proper concentration, with devotion. Try to understand the meaning of the surahs that you read in salah. See? How much of effort is needed, brothers? All the time. Effort and dua. Our work is effort and dua. We, as I said in the beginning, we cannot do anything. We cannot give hidayah to anybody. Nobody. Once in 1975, when the elders came for the first time to South Africa, the istima was in Linz. And it was a small tent which we used for mashwara. So all the elders, Pakistani elders had already come, India elders were still to come, and Haji Sahab was there sitting with us, by Padia, Ma, Kutla, Mullah Hussain Dadabhai, Ibrahim Padia, Abdul Rashid, myself, Dr. Bhayat from Middleburg, Qari Sahib was there also, late Abdul Rahman Saleh, he was also there, and Haji Sahib said something which was really astonishing. He said, at that time, make so much of effort that every month from every masjid you take out three chilla jamaat from every masjid every month. Now you know this was something out of this world for us at that time. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. So I looked at Ibrahim Pariyar Rahmatullahi and he looked at me and I'm saying, you know, like this, like, you know, we make ishara. What this man is talking about? He doesn't know what he's talking about. At that time, in 1973, I drew up a list of all the masjids in Durban city, greater Durban. There were not more than 37 masjids. Now it's more than 300-400 masjids in Durban alone. There were hardly any musallas at that time, only masjids. At that time, in those days, our 3 day jamaats from the whole of Durban, 2 to 3 jamaats would come out for the whole month. 3 days jamaats. And those jamaats also, one day here, another day there, another day. Sometimes, I remember three days we went. One day was Chaka Scroll, the next day was Tanya, and the third day was Venan. Where is this? 3 days, what can you do? That was the level quality of the work. And taking out jamaat for 3 chillas was something out of this world. And here Haji Sahib is talking about from every masjid, every month, take out the 3 chillah jamaat. Allah must forgive us for mocking at his statement, because today we are seeing that we are almost there. Many masjids are taking out jamaat every month. Many masjids are taking out jamaats. Three chillah jamaats, 1 chillah jamaat. And inshallah, time will come. I've got to check in. What the elders say, just do it, inshallah, it's going to happen. I got a yakin that inshallah a time will come when this jamaat will come out from the masjid, as Haji Sahib has said. But effort is needed. Door-to-door effort. Our work is door-to-door, person-to-person. That's our effort. Maulana Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah used to say in his bayans many times that he says, when we tell you from Nizamuddin Markaz, when we tell you something from the Markaz, don't take it lightly. Don't say we can't do it because we are living in another country, modern country, modernized country, and this is applicable to India and all these places. It's not applicable to us. Don't say that. Because we will not give you something, we will not dispense something to you which you can't understand or which you can't do. Allah Ta'ala Himself says, لَا يُكَلَّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah will not put so much of burden on us, more than what one can bear. So Allah Ta'ala knows. Allah Ta'ala's hikmat, Allah Ta'ala's wisdom. We have to take it to heart. See, whoever wants to go forward, Allah will take him forward. Wallah, we've seen in our lives, youngsters, people also, others, who just started the work recently, 5, 10 years, 20 years, and they're going far ahead. Why? Because they've got the fikr and they made up their mind. You make up a decision that I want to do this work, Allah will take you. Allah Ta'ala does not look at your faces. Allah Ta'ala does not look at your status in society. Allah Ta'ala looks at our hearts. If we've got the talab, Allah will take us. If we've got the desire in our hearts, Allah will take us, inshallah. We have to hear in the markaz, Ba'atalab, Ba'anasib. Be'atalab, Be'anasib. Ba'adab, Ba'anasib. Be'adab, Be'anasib. If you've got desire, you'll be blessed. Allah will give you. If you haven't got the desire in your heart, you'll be deprived. So the desire must come in our hearts. The concern must come in our hearts. The fikr must come in our hearts that we want to do this work. Ya Allah, you accept me, accept me for this work. Accept me. Bhai Paja Rahmatullah Ali, how he got into this work? When he went to Hajj, went for Hajj in 1962, whole family. And those days, Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah used to give bayans in the markaz. In the haram, front of the Kaaba. The Majma is sitting there, he's facing the Kaaba, and the Majma is sitting there and listening to his bayans. So Bhai Paja Rahmatullah was very much affected by this. Very much affected by the bayans. So what he did? He went to the front of the Kaaba and he made dua, Ya Allah, if this work is good, accept me for this work. If this work is good, accept me for this work. Now he had a sincere desire in his heart. Sincere desire. You don't worry about your problems, what about the house and the material problem. Don't worry. Allah will remove all that. Allah Ta'ala accepted for his work. He didn't earn, he didn't work anywhere, he didn't earn anything. Allah Ta'ala took him throughout the world. No money took him. Allah Ta'ala took him throughout the world. My dear brothers, we don't know, wallah, we don't know what is the value of this work. What Allah Ta'ala has kept in store for us for this work, we don't know. On the same trip, Haji Sahib was telling us about how the work started in Hijaz, in Makkah, Madinah. Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, how the work started. Hazrat-e Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh wanted to start the work in Hijaz, Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah. Imagine now, ask ourselves, where did deen come from? Where did the deen spread throughout the world? From where did it spread? From Makkah and Madinah. And what a time came. What a time came that now people from other countries, the Ajmis, they have to come to Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara to make them fikaman and to do this work, which was their work. They passed it on to the whole world. Now somebody else is passing it on to them. They'd forgotten. They left the work out. When they leave the work out, they lost everything. They lost the deen, they lost the culture, they lost everything. So, Maulana Yusuf Sahib said the Jamaat to start the work in Makkah Mukarrama. Imagine, does it make sense? In the Jamaat was Haji Sahib himself, Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib, Mufti Ziaul Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and Maulana Ubaidullah Palyarvi from Delhi, four of them. They were sitting in one old mud house. In those days, Makkah didn't have all the big buildings, nothing like that. Most of the houses were single story with the gallery upstairs sometimes, and the houses were made of clay, mud house. The walls were made of mud. Floor was simple floor. A tiny house, tiny room, they were sitting and making mashwara. How to start the work now? What to do? Where to begin? Suddenly, a stranger appeared at the door. He stood at the threshold of the door and he held the upper part of the door. He held that. Haji Sahib, Alhamdulillah, he had such a vivid memory that many times we used to sit in his company, he'll tell us things that happened in the 1940s. We went to a certain house, so-and-so was sitting here, so-and-so was sitting here, so-and-so was sitting here. He said this, he said this, he said. That memory Haji Sahib had. So he described this person to us. He says, he had the kurta, like this, kurta, and he had a lungi. And then he asked us, what are you doing? All of them were stunned because total stranger asking such a question, they were stunned. Alhamdulillah, in those days, there was no fear of the police coming in and taking you away and locking you up. There was no prohibition, because there was no work there. There was no prohibition from the government side. So they were not afraid that he was a police or something like that. So they were all stunned. Nobody spoke a word. He said, if you only knew what reward Allah Ta'ala has kept for you for the fikr that you are making now, out of joy, out of sheer joy, your livers will turn and you'll die, collapse and die on the floor. If you only knew what reward Allah Ta'ala has kept for you for the fikr that you're making. What fikr? Starting the work of da'wah and tabligh. The fikr that we're talking about now. So we don't know what reward Allah Ta'ala has kept for us. That your livers will turn out of joy and you'll collapse and die here. After saying this, He disappeared. He didn't come inside the room. He just disappeared. So one of them went looking for him to find out, "Bhai, who you are? Who are you? Who sent you?" When they were, immediately they went out looking for him. He was not to be seen. Not to be seen. In other words, he was an angel sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this glad tidings, this good news about this work is from Allah, directly from Allah. That Allah ta'ala has kept great rewards. There's no more reward. There's nowhere there's more reward than in the work of Dawat and Tabligh. Nowhere. Person going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a short while, mawqifu sa'atin fi sabilillah. Person going for a short while in the path of Allah is better than making ibadat in front of Hajar Aswad on the night of Laylatul Qadr. Going out in the path of Allah for a short while, one hour, 2 hours, whatever it is. It's more important than making dua whole night in front of Hajar Aswad. Hajar Aswad is the stone that's embedded in the Kaaba. Part of the Kaaba, whole night of Laylatul Qadr. But my dear brothers, don't confuse the issue. The ibadat of Laylatul Qadr on the night of Laylatul Qadr has its own value in Ramadan. You must not lessen the value of that. But du'as are accepted. Allah Ta'ala takes us forward. What Allah Ta'ala has taught for us, we don't know, we can't even imagine. On the day of Qiyamah, when you go, Allah Ta'ala gives us our rewards, you'll tell Allah, "Ya Allah, I didn't perform so many hajj. I didn't make so many huffazes. I didn't do this. I didn't give this charity. I didn't do this. I didn't do that." Allah Ta'ala will tell that you don't remember. You went out in gush. You went out in the chillas and three chillas and 1 year and all that. Don't you know how many people you give da'wat to? You give the da'wat. I gave them hidayat. And whatever they went for Hajj, whatever ibadah they did, whatever good they did, you will get the full reward of that. You got the full reward. This is your reward. Not only that, whoever they give da'wah to, and whatever good they did, even their rewards will come to you. So this is, in English we call it geometrical multiplication. What? It multiplies 2 2s are 4, 4 4s are 16, like that. Geometrical. It just keep on multiplying. No end. There's no end to it. This is the reward for the work of Dawat and Tabligh, my dear brothers. So we should try to understand what Allah Ta'ala has given us. See, we should not take this work as casual. Alright, today is Gush day. Let me show my face. Let me do Gush. Tonight is Shabguzar night. Let's go. We'll meet our Saathis there. No. Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib used to say, in Shab Guzari, teen baatein hai. Nayo ko lana, fikro ko badhana, aur takaza ko pura karna. There's three aspects to the Shab Guzari. Bring new people to the Shab Guzari. I ask all of you now, did anybody of you bring a new person to the Shab Guzari tonight? Stand up. I want to see his face. We all want to see his face. Did any one of us bring a new person to the Shab Guzari today? So, you can see, fikro ko badhana, by coming to the Shab Guzari, our fikr increases, listen to the bayans. Aur takaza ko pura karna, whatever takazas are going to be placed in front of us, in taskeel, then we must be ready. Don't look at somebody else. I must be ready. I must offer myself. See? So, fikro ko bada takaza ko pura karna. That's what it is. What I was saying. So, Shab Guzari, Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, "Mujhe ye khauf hai ki ye kaam rivaje na ban jaye. I fear that this work must not become customary, you know, habit. Routine. Get up in the morning, have breakfast, brush your teeth, have breakfast, go to work, have lunch, come back from work, have supper, go to sleep. Custom. Like robots. One elder said, "Befikri da'i ka maut hai." Not worrying about anything, not worrying about the ummah, not worrying about deen is a death of a da'i, death of an inviter, death of a Muslim. So, the object of this work of da'wat and tabligh, the main object is this, that we take brothers out in the path of Allah to change the direction of our lives. Today our direction is going somewhere else, away from deen. We want to change the direction. We want to mold us into the correct direction. That's why we go into a mahal of deen, stay in the mahal of the masjid for 40 days, 4 months. Who is in the masjid? Farishtas. Who is in the bazaar? Shaitan. So 40 days, 4 months, you stay in the environment of the masjid, or meet people, give them dawah. What happens to us? We grow inside. Our iman gets strong. See? Masjid Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi condition was such, during the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi and the Sahaba Ikram, that the amals which were taking place in Masjid Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi, similar amals were taking place in the town, in the city of Madinah Munawwara. What was in the masjid was in the bazaars. What was in the masjid was in the homes. Same, nothing different. Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that so much of effort was made in Madinah Munawwara, and the environment of Madinah Munawwara was such that if the population of Madinah Munawwara was about 100,000, then 99,999 people would make fikr and worry about the welfare and the well-being of one person in Madinah. And every single person in Madinah would worry about the welfare and the well-being of 99,999 people. This was brotherhood. Environment was such. It's like the body. If one part of the body pains, the whole body pains. If somebody in the ummah is in distress, the whole ummah will feel the pain. That was it. And that's what Ilyas Sahib said. He wants to bring the ummah to that level. So we can imagine how far we have gone from there. That's why we are having ijtimas. Why we are having ijtimas? To bring the people to an environment which was like the environment of Madinah Munawwara. Like the environment of Masjid Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. 4 amals were taking place in Masjid Nabi. Amal of Dawat, learning and teaching, zikr and ibadat, and khidmat. Dawat was being given to the people who have come from far and wide to know about Islam, they heard about Islam, they want to see Islam. Dawat was given, iman, yakin, dawat was given. Whatever was revealed at that time was explained to them. Learning and teaching was taking place. There were halkas of talim in the masjid. Zikr and ibadat was taking place. Zikr and ibadat was taking place in the masjid. 24 hours. The doors were open 24 hours. You know, there are some shops. 24 hours we are open. And the main shop is closed 24 hours. It only opens for namaz. And khidmat was taking place. People who have come to learn about deen, they came. So the sahaba would look after them, take them home, feed them, serve them, make them feel comfortable. So the istima is for that. We bring people to the istima, same four amals are taking place. Nothing new. Dawat is taking place by means of bayan. Learning, teaching takes place. 10 o'clock we have halkas of talim, learning and teaching, fazail. For the masail we have to go to ulama ikram to learn from them. Zikr and ibadah is taking place. Imagine Allah is remembered. Some people are making tilawat of Quran, some people are reading salat, some people are reading tahajjud salat, some people are making dua, zikr and ibadah is taking place, tasbihats, all that is taking place in the istimaga. And khidmat is taking place, so that the people who come to the istima, they are taken care of as far as their meals are concerned, whatever it is. So those 4 amals which were taking place in Masjid Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, during the time of Sahaba Ikram, same amals are taking place in the Istima Ga also. On a different basis, different level. Of course, the level is different there, and level is different now. Sahaba took 80, up to 80 people. Read Hayat al-Sahaba. Up to 80 people they took home. One Sahabi took home for the night. Visitors. Mehman of Rasulullah SAW. 80 people in one night took them home. So that these qualities have to come into us. How many of us receive guests in our masjid? You see a stranger in your masjid. He's there for salah. How many of us asked him, "Bhai, Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam, how are you, bhai? Where are you from? Whose guest are you?" Sometimes you might say, "No, I just came." How many of us have got the courage to tell the brother, "Come, have join us for meals"? We haven't got food in our houses. Open anybody's freezer and what you'll find inside. They open the fridge and see what you'll find there. Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, that we have so much of food in our freezers and fridges, that if you don't buy for 1 year, it'll be enough, it'll suffice. Yet, the heart is so small. When you see a stranger, we don't want to invite him. We don't want to invite him. Talk to him. If he says, "No, I'm so and so's guest," fine. If not, take him home. How long does it take to prepare a meal? 20 minutes. Open the freezer. Open the fridge, you've got microwaves, you've got this, you've got all the facilities, in 20 minutes time you can be ready for a meal. That is not in us. Not in us. One person told me, you know, masjid, many years ago, he says, you know, I called him home, of course. He says, you know, this one person here, we meet him so many times in India, here and there, and he always tells us, "Please come home, please come to our masjid and come home, be my guest." And now when he sees me, he runs away. This is not Islam. Because sifat of sahaba, those sifat have to come to in our lives. See? So make niyat, inshallah, in future you see a stranger in the masjid, ask him how you are, you need anything. You don't know what his problems are. Allah may give us a topic to help him in his problems. He may be hungry, he may have traveled far and wide. He may be a destitute. This is Islam. Tabligh is not just giving dawat and making out jamaats only. That's not tabligh. Just thinking out jamaat, nikalo, that's fine in its place. But the objects we are defeating. Why you take out jamaat? What the jamaat must do? What they are supposed to do? These are the amals we are supposed to do. So that's why we have these ishtimas. To bring the people to the mahal. We have this ikhtila jamaat, we mix with the brothers, we bring new brothers to the istimaga, look after them, make them eat with you, eat in the same plate with you. See? Whether it's black, white, yellow, whatever, eat together. Today that is gone out of our lives. Eating from one plate is gone out of our lives. See? So the istimas have their own effects. Our istima is round the corner, we all know that. It's in August, 8th, 9th, 10th of August, in this area, in the Overport area, Tilts Crescent grounds. So all of us make a note of the date from now, 8th, 9th, 10th August, Tilts Crescent, inshallah. So make effort to bring our brothers also. By bringing the brothers to the istima, they get affected also. I know one brother, when we had the istima in 79 in Springfield, he didn't want to go to the toilets there. He expected the toilets to be filthy, stinking and things like that. He expected that. So now he's worried how to go to the toilet. So I told him, "Come, go to the toilet, go and see." When he relieved himself and came, he says, I'm shocked. Toilets are so clean. Running water in the toilets, what do you call, sewage, running sewage and things like that, no smell, clean. He was shocked. See, environment. In 1980, Hazratji Rahmatullah Alayh told Bhai Paja Rahmatullah Alayh to go to America to organize the istimas there in America. There were quite a few istimas in 1980 there. The main one is, of course, in Detroit. Haji Saab took me with, and Haji's sister Mata, Haji Muhammad Siddharth from Stanger, Rahmatullahi, he also was with us. So we went and saw that place, and we started doing all the preliminary planning and this and that. And then we had some time in between, so we went towards the north, west of Detroit. We went to San Francisco, seaport on the west coast. So we were doing Gush, and brother took us, Brother Ghassan from Saudi, he's sick, big dua for him, Allah Ta'ala give him shifa. So he took us, he was a student studying there. So he took us for Gush at one Arab's house. And those people who have to come and study there in America, mostly postgraduates, doing high research. So he took us to his house. So Bhai Padia gave him Dawat to come to the Istima. So after giving him Dawat, Bhai Padia told him to please come to the Istima. So he had modern ideas. He said, what's the use of coming to the Istima? I'll come empty-handed. There's no cassette. That time they had cassettes. No tapes, no cassettes, no books, nothing there. I'll come empty-handed. His wife was listening from the back, from the kitchen. You know, those Americans in that environment, they've got no respect for the husband. The wife doesn't call, in our society, the wife doesn't call the husband by her name. But there, she called him by his name from the kitchen, and she told him, hey, you go to the Ishtima. You might come empty-handed, but you will not come empty-headed. You'll come back with something. See? So Ishtima is not just that getting together, coming there. It's not just that. From there, we went to Sacramento, then we went to Stockton. Our old friend of ours is late, Haji Baji Patel. He had three son-in-laws. All were doctors. One was an accountant. And they were in that area, in a little town called Lodi, near Stockton. After Sacramento, there's Stockton, then there's Lodi. So we went to visit him. So one of the doctors was a gastroenterologist, you know, treating people's stomach problems. And mostly old people were in the surgery. So Bhai Padia had we had one or two Arab brothers with us. Hassan also was there. And Bhai Padia told Sister Mota and me to go and talk to the doctor, South African doctor, living in Lodi. So when we went to see him, Bhai Padia sat in the car, in the car park, and we saw him. He was having his lunch. But alhamdulillah, he was eating vegetarian. So we spoke to him, why we came, this, that, and the other. We told him to must come for the Ishtima. Where is the Ishtima? Ishtima is in Detroit. So we told him, come, meet Bhai Padia, he's in the car. So he took a few steps to the car. And I believe that those few steps that he took towards Bhai Padia, towards the car, were the means of his hidayat. That is why in Gush we say, don't just give Dawud in the house and come away. What is the Darmiani Jamaat for? The Jamaat that's sitting and doing Darmiani, the person who's giving talk there, what is it for? It is to bring the people from the houses to sit in the talk there. So that we gave Dawud to come and speak to, meet Bhai Padia Rahmatullahi Alayh. So he took all the trouble to come and meet him. Bhai Padia gave him Dawud to come. I mean, niyat, inshallah, I'll come. So he was there. To our utter amazement, he was the Ishtima in Detroit. He came to meet us. So then he gave us a little car guzari. He's from one of the towns here. He gave us a car guzari to say that every week, once a week, we phone home. From Lodi, we phone to South Africa. I don't want to mention the name of the town or anything. And I told my family that, you know, I'm going to the Ishtima in Detroit. They got shocked. What? You are going to the istiva. What are you going to do there? How far is istiva? He said, 3,000 kilometers away from here, or 3,000 miles, I don't know, from here. You're going so far? Then what reply he gave? See, Allah Ta'ala makes him speak. What reply he gave? He says, why should not I go 3,000 kilometers when my brothers came from 12,000 kilometers to meet me? Mulaqats. Make the person come out. Make him take a few steps in the path of Allah. And that person eventually finished off in Granada in Spain. And they tried to build up an Islamic community there, bakery and this and that and other. And from there he emigrated to Australia. When we had the istima in 1995 or 1996 in Australia, he was there and making effort on deen there. Just one mulaqat, brothers. The istima is for that. Bring people to an environment. A person gets affected by the environment. How many people we met in our lives who told us that when I go to the istima, the environment is like Hajj, like a Hajj environment, like you are in Hajj. Why? You see that, what you see there. People are in ibadah, they listen to talks of deen, they give the names, jamaat are being made, jamaats are going throughout the world. The environment is there. So istima is around the corner. What it means? It's my istima. Every single person sitting here should say, it's my istima. I am going to make effort for the istima in whatever way I can. No rest from now. No rest from now. Make our jamaats, go for 3 days, go for 10 days, go for our chillas. Make effort for the istima. Istima is not phone calls and all these messages and using all these instruments. That's not istima. That's not dawat. It's lifeless. Person to person has an effect. Person to person. Heart to heart. That affects people. People say, you come from so far to meet me. They get surprised. You took so much of trouble to meet me. So istima is, we have to bring the people to the environment. People come here on a Friday night, we bring them to this environment. They get affected by the environment. They listen to the talks of Iman and Yaqeen, they get affected. They feel different. See? So my dear brothers, all of us should know, there are two types of effort for the istima. All of us will have to engage ourselves in these two. One is the effort before the istima. That is the jaan, that is the life of the istima. Haji Sulman Mawaya Sahib, when he came, these are the words he used. He came in 74. He used these words. That effort before the istima is the jaan of the istima, the life of the istima. And jamaats which come out from the istima are, see? Eh? The shan. Shan is the beauty of the istima. So istima is not just to come and listen to the bayan. First of all, we have to make effort. From now, non-stop, till the day the istima starts, we're going to make effort. In whatever way we can, make effort and give people dawat for the istima. That's first. When we give dawat and make that kind of effort that is desired, then that istima will become jani, become full of life and vigor and energy. And then because of that, jamaats will come out. Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, he was very, very afraid to hold istimas. Very, very afraid. Eventually, he took pluck, he took courage, and he had the first istima in Nuh, in Mewar. And he mentioned that there are two types of efforts in istima. One effort is what is called intensive effort. Intensive effort. effort in the vicinity of the istima, in the area around the istima. What they call panchkos in Urdu. Panchkos is about 8 kilometer radius area in Urdu. 5 miles. Panch, 5 miles radius. There you have intensive effort. Maulana Yasab used to say that go house to house, door to door, give everybody dawat for 4 months. Full iman yakin dawat for 4 months. When they're not ready for 4 months, then 40 days, whatever it is, up to 3 days last. And when you go there, let the ladies listen in parda, behind parda, without the ladies come in front of you. Give them dawat also, that from now onwards, you must make extend your zikr, your tilawat, your dua, make dua for the istima. And ask, give them, make the tashkil to fast during the days of the istima. See? We don't know whose dua and effort Allah Ta'ala make the istima a success. See? So that was the one effort. The other effort was effort around, outside the vicinity of this panchkos. That's the second effort. So the first effort is in Durban city. One effort is in the Durban, greater Durban city. We will not say Overport only. Durban city, full intensive effort. Overport area, one building has got scores of flats. A Jamaat spends one chilla in Overport alone, in Brickfield Road alone, they will not finish the houses. So many houses there. See? So how much of effort is needed? Not a single person must be left in our province who does not know about the istima. Whether he comes or not is another matter. Our dawat must be given. It is Allah's duty to bring them. Whomever Allah Ta'ala wants to bring, He'll bring. We must make so much of effort that our istima ka becomes inadequate. Allah Ta'ala must give us barakat, but it must become vast. See, so much of effort will be. So the second effort is the rest of the province. So two types of effort. One is greater Durban, intensive effort. The people must come with the bedding and sleep there in Istimaga. And then they must make niyat from now. The Jamaats must come out before the Istima from all the areas of KZN. Now is the time. Chilla chilla Jamaat must come out, inshallah. The success will depend on what type of effort we make before the Istima. See? So we need now, from now, we need Jamaats to come out. We need Pedal Jamaats to come out. Pedal Jamaats, wherever they work, Allah Ta'ala's anger is cooled. Allah Ta'ala sends out what you call malaika to bless them, to guide them through their duas, through their walking. Allah Ta'ala gives hidayat. Allah's anger is, at the moment Allah is angry with the ummah because of our amals. To cool the anger of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, we need to take out 4 months Pedal Jamaats. Our elders are so happy with us that we take out only 4 months Pedal Jamaats. At any given time in the country, there are Pedal Jamaats moving in the country. Now at the moment, the main takaza is, number one, is effort before the istima. And that is, we take out 3 chilla Pedal Jamaat, 3 chilla Jamaat for IPB, 3 chilla Jamaat for foreign countries. We need to make that kind of effort. So who is ready to say, inshallah, I am ready, I'll take a Jamaat from my masjid, so many Jamaats, so much effort we're going to make for the istima. Come. Who is ready? 3 chilla Pedal. Let's start this simple main tashkil. 3 chilla Pedal. Who's ready? Who's ready for 3 chilla walking? Take it. Come.
My dear brothers, make the intention.
We need to start one Jamaat. One Jamaat we need to start immediately. Immediately. For 3 chilla Pedal. Come. Istima has a price. Istima has a price. In India, when they come to the elders in Pakistan, when they come to the elders asking for an istima, there's a price. How many Jamaats you going to give before the istima? How many Jamaats you going to give after the istima? See? So we didn't even ask anybody how many Jamaats you going to give it. See? But Alhamdulillah, not too late. So speak up, brothers. Come. Come, brothers.
Pedal. Come, brothers. 4 months pedal, walking in the path of Allah. Every step, 700 sins of Habibah, 700 virtues written in your account, and your stages in Jannah raised by 700. Make the intention, inshallah.
The person who initiates his jamaat, who starts, gives his name first, he'll get the reward of the whole jamaat. Inshallah. Ji.
The bottom line is sacrifice. Whichever place, whichever city, whichever town, doesn't count. No place and no town counts. Without sacrifice, deen won't remain alive. Doesn't matter where we are living. Without sacrifice, a person will not be able to protect the iman, protect the iman of their children. So we need to make sacrifice, my dear brothers. Come. The Padal Jamaat gets an opportunity to give the adhan in those places where the people never heard the adhan before, where the stones never heard the adhan, where the leaves of the trees never heard the adhan. Come, my dear brothers. All that will be a witness on the day of Qiyamah. Who makes niyat, inshallah? Like Hadith Sahib said, they'll get the reward of the entire Jamaat.
It's not difficult. Ask yourselves, how did the others go for 4 months? So many brothers went for 4 months by that. So many sitting here, they went. At least once in a lifetime, those brothers who spent 4 months already, once in a lifetime at least, we should give our name. Make intention. Allah will take us out. We can't lift a foot. As I said, it's Allah will take us out. Come, brothers. Who will give it a start?
Those who have spent 4 months before, 4 months better, inshallah. Come.
Who will give it a start? Ji, mashallah. Ji. Marana. What's it? What's his name?
Abdul Rashid from which masjid? Huh? Kopo Juma Masjid, mashallah.
The Kopo?
Molana, eh? Molana, yes. Molana Abdul Rashid. Not Molana.
No. Abdul Rashid who? Salim? Oh, Karwa. Mashallah.
Alhamdulillah.
What?
He just came back from 4 months.
Oh, he just came back from 4 months. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Sifat of the Sahaba Ikram. Come back before they can take out the armor, go again. Yeah.
No.
Who else? No. Come, look into yourself. Don't look at other people's faces. Look in your own, inside your own heart. What your heart is saying? Who's that?
Bahruddin.
Bahruddin.
Belmont on the beachfront.
Oh, mashallah. From the beachfront, you go inside, all over, inshallah.
The Jamaat is out at the moment. Some of them, this is the third or fourth 4 months pedal.
There you are.
The Jamaat is, they're going to finish end of the month. Come, my dear brothers. We should have at least have, make the niyat, at least have the desire that before I die, one person is sitting here. So he's elderly, so he gave 4 months pedal in 2019.
What's his name?
Ismail, mashallah.
From where?
Maritzburg. Came back from 4 months now. Mashallah.
Hey, mashallah.
Maritzburg is operating. So one brother said he gave the 4 months pedal before we take his name off the list of tablighis. He's sitting here also. You know, no one can take anyone's name off. This work is Allah's work. But you should have the desire before I die, inshallah. Let me fulfill this taqaza also.
Mashallah.
Who else make me it, inshallah?
Come, tonight we're going to make this Jamaat Mukammal.
Hafiz Dilawar,
mashallah.
Hafiz Dilawar, Dauri. Mashallah. Can't pedal on the ocean.
He'll do it also.
Mashallah, come. Two more names. Just get the bunyad, the niyat, then they can sit together, then they can make fikr. Allah will give the Jamaat, Allah will give the tawfiq.
We want to make Jamaat Mukammal. 10 people we want. We've got 3 only so far now. All of you who gave your names, put your hands on others. Put it on the shoulders. Come. Make tashkil. Make tashkil among yourselves. Those who have already given 4 months pedal, make tashkil of your brother sitting next to you. Come. Don't put your heads down. Make tashkil. Come. You know, in 79 Istima, one doctor, he's late now. We were sitting in the tashkil tent. And after tashkil, he came to the tashkil tent. And he was crying. I want to go now. I don't want to go home. He never went in Jamaat at all in his life. He's a doctor. So we had to cool him down by everything. You got a family, you got a profession, all that. Slowly, so we sent him for 40 days. So when you come to the Mahal, you get affected by the bayan. Almost a Palampuri's bayan it was. You got affected. He came there. I want to go now. Now he's crying. So people get affected by the bayans. Come. Come, look into yourselves. ask yourself, how did the others go for 4 months pedal? And what harm came to them, to their lives? Come, brothers, come. So far, how many we got? 3, 4. How many you got there?
How many got there? Seven.
Seven already?
Seven, mashallah.
Three more, then we'll start the other tashkil. Ji? Three more. Which area says, or which masjid says, inshallah, we're going to, from our masjid, we're going to give one person. If we are not ready, we're going to give one person from our masjid. Ji?
Mountain rice.
MashaAllah, mountain rice. Listen, Peter Marisburg is our milking cow. Always gives milk. May Allah Ta'ala make it that way. Always ready to take takazas. Always ready to take jamaats. And always sending jamaats also. MashaAllah. Allah Ta'ala give jazai khair to the brothers for making that effort also. Not only that, when they send take the brothers for 4 months, they go with them also. One chilla at a time to see that the new brothers are taken care of in India, Pakistan and Bangladesh. Come brothers. Ji. Three more. Masjid can speak, inshallah, our masjid will try to give you one. Come. Spiegel Hill will try for one. MashaAllah. Jazakallah. Two more. Before we start the next time is running out. Come brothers. Two more brothers. Masjid can try it. If you don't want to commit yourself, say, oh, masjid will try, inshallah. There are big masjids here. But a lot of workers also. A lot of 4 months also. Come. Chaswat, mashallah.
Mashallah.
Iqbal bhai Shakir from Chaswat will give one jamaat. One more person. Who's going to put a seal on this jamaat? One person to put a seal on this jamaat. Come. Ji. Okay. Alright, all of you make fikr, go back with this fikr, and on Tuesday we want to come back with all the names, inshallah. Theek hai? Ji, next tashkil.
4 months foreign.
4 months foreign. We are very weak in sending our jamaats for 4 months foreign. One jamaat again, Midlands, Marisburg, again. One jamaat from Midlands.
Nine brothers
ready to go
end
foreign.
End of August. Huh? 4 months.
Four months jamaat coming end of August for foreign countries.
The two ulama in the jamaat. Both ulama are teaching also.
How they can go? They're teaching, but they take leave. They make arrangements. Come, 4 months. Which masjid says, inshallah, we're making near to take out 4 months jamaat foreign? Again, don't look at your pockets. The Mewatis didn't look at the pockets and they went throughout the world. Sahaba didn't look in the pockets. Come. Just make irada. Make niyat 4 months foreign. Our masjid will take out. Ji. Which masjid? Which masjid? Which town? Huh?
Come with your brother. There's still so many parts of the world they have not seen a jamaat.
IPB.
4 months, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh.
Come.
Those who have not been, make intention, inshallah.
Morala.
Monana Shaban, 1st of December, inshallah. 4 months, Pakistan, Bangladesh.
MashaAllah. He's been before, he's going again.
No, going for the first, I spent 1 year local.
Oh, right.
Now the 20 and
MashaAllah, make it
now
easy.
Now inshallah.
Allah make it easy.
Who else?
IPB.
The Imam of the Masjid is teaching also. Come, my dear brothers.
Make dua. Allah Ta'ala opens India also, inshallah. Make dua.
Inshallah. Who else? 4 months.
4 months, come, brothers. 4 months. Pakistan, Bangladesh. IPB, come, 4 months. Which masjid says, inshallah, will give a 4 months jamaat? Ji. Even if jamaat gets ready before the istima, let them go. Madina was empty. Allah Ta'ala brought Hidayah spread from there. Madina was emptied completely. And hidayat spread from there. So no man to go away from your masjid now, go away for 4 months. Allah will spread hidayat. Come, 4 months. 4 months IPB, quickly, 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 time is running out. Ji.
What's your name? Ahmad, from which masjid? Yekopo, mashallah, Allahu Akbar. What date? You're still studying? MashaAllah, Allah make it inshallah, except inshallah.
Yekopo is in form, yeah? Today, mashallah.
Escort, name? Bilal, mashallah, from Escort. Escort Jamaat is here for 3 days, mashallah.
MashaAllah. Come.
Ashraf, 4 months to Pakistan. When, Ashraf? December, Allah make it easy, Allah accept
from
inshallah.
From where is he?
Ashraf from Maritzburg.
Maritzburg.
All Maritzburg, Ikopo.
It's all Midlands.
So no one from Durban, yeah? Anyone from Durban, yeah?
Ji.
Nizam. From Bonella, mashallah.
Bonella, mashallah.
4 months. When? December, alhamdulillah. Allah accept, Allah make it easy. Who else?
Make tashkil amongst your friends. Make tashkil.
So brothers who made niyat for 4 months pedal, if they can stand up, inshallah. Like Hadisa mentioned, their brother took a few steps to the car. Allah Ta'ala took work from him. Those brothers made niyat 4 months, stand up and go by Haji Imran Mullah. So just few steps, inshallah. Allah will make the walking of the 4 months. Allah will open up that for us. Stand up, inshallah. Those who said 4 months pedal, go there by Haji Imran Mullah on your left hand side, by right hand side. Those brothers who made niyat for 4 months IPB, they also stand up, inshallah. And they go by Zaid Qaji. Zaid Qaji. Muhammad Basa. Zaid Qaji, inshallah, Muhammad Basa, take this brothers for IPB 4 months. Sit with them. Go on the left hand side. All those brothers who made niyat for 4 months, Pakistan, Bangladesh, India, sit with by Zaid Qaji and Muhammad Basa, inshallah. A 40-day jamaat. Now we need some jamaats to work before the ishtima. Like Hadisa mentioned, the effort is before. We need jamaats to work beforehand. One jamaat is coming out tonight. The jamaat is here. Can they stand up? Haji Ismail Musa Ji. Who else is with you? Haji Yaqub Mullah. Jamaat starting tonight. Inshallah. One jamaat is starting tonight. Alhamdulillah.
Inshallah.
The Jamaat Mashura will be made in the morning. How many have all in the Jamaat there? Haji Ismail? 8 brothers, mashallah, complete Jamaat. There's another Jamaat, inshallah. Who else makes niyat? If not tonight, next week. Not next week, the following, but we need Jamaats to move before the Ijtima. So that the people can be met. After Ijtima, if you're going to give them Dawat, the Dawat of Iman Yakin, we give all the time. But to invite them to that environment, that opportunity will be gone for this year. Who makes niyat, inshallah? Which halka says that take out a jamaat? Mastura jamaat. What date? 20 June, Mastura jamaat for Chilla, for 40 days, mashallah. From Spingo and the whole of Durban. June, after Eid al-Adha. One jamaat local, one jamaat foreign from Ashival Masjid. After Bakri, Allahu Akbar, mashallah. See, this is it, my dear brothers. One masjid making niyat for 2 jamaats. If Allah can give them, Allah can give us. But we have to have the niyat, and then we have to make the harakat. When? After Eid al-Adha. One jamaat from Spingo Hills for local, mashallah. See, who else? So Spingo Hills gave, Asheville gave, who else? See, City Halka, Phoenix Halka, Spencer Halka, Escort. Where's the Escort brothers? No Jamaat from now till the Ijtima. See? Take one, stand up, make niyat, inshallah, stand up. Maritzburg gave few Jamaats already. Which are the areas? See? From the city, Hadisa mentioned 8 kilometers. From Tils Crescent to Alpine Road Masjid, only 4.5. From Tils Crescent to the beach, it's probably also about 4.5, 5. That means this whole area, this is the concentration. You go that way to the north of Tilz, maybe you come to Pine Town. No, before Pine Town. Then you go this way, you got Mayville, you got Cato Manor. No? So this area, the city halka, Sherwood halka, you have to take out a Jamaat. Probably Parlock is also under 8 kilometers. Taqwa Masjid under 8 kilometers. Who else makes niyat? So even not now, after the Adha. Maybe start on the 1st of July. You'll finish off at the Ijtima. After the Dua, 8, 9, 10th. You get the Wapsi and Wapsi home also. Inshallah. See? Come, my dear brothers. Let's say make niyat to take out the Jamaats. Phoenix. Where's the Phoenix artist? Faraz, what do you say? From now till the latest 1st of July. One Chilla Jamaat, 8 brothers. Inshallah, Phoenix making niyat. Which else? The city, the town, CBD, the beachfront, this side. Then the Sherwood Halka. Let us also make niyat, inshallah. See? Come around, bhai. What do you think? You can take out a Jamaat. Make niyat, inshallah. Stand up on behalf of the city. Stand up, inshallah. On behalf of all of us, you stand up and we're ready. Make niyat. Allah will give it to us. Where's to fail, bhai? Come around, bhai. On behalf of the city, Halka, Overport. All brothers can sit in the Halkas.
Just one more thing. Please just listen carefully. Brothers, a bird cannot fly with one wing. It'll go in circles. The bird for it to fly, it has two wings. An aeroplane has two wings. So the other wing of our other wing is a house. Our mothers and sisters in the homes. Please make them fikraman from now about the istima. They must start making dua for the istima. And start making tashkil. That during the days of the istima, 8, 9 and 10, they must fast. Fast and make dua for the istima. Start making tashkil from now, inshallah. Theek hai? And let's sit in your halkas. Got a few minutes left before azan. 7 minutes left, sit in your halkas. And I want to see next week, who's going to bring new brothers? New brothers to the Shab Guzari, inshallah. Jazakallah. As-salamu alaykum.